is, everybody. We have 57 shows left. I just did the math. I just did the calendar math. That's not counting days.
No one's done show math since Donnie's been gone.
I did show math.
He would always give the number of shows at every anniversary. On June 10th, Grant, if you can figure out how many shows we've done.
All right.
2002 and say 45 weeks out of the year. 5 days a week, you know, with our 7 weeks vacation. Okay,
45 weeks since 2002. I'll come
More
back to you guys.
More than 45, because one of us is always here, Lori.
That's
when
true.
The other
That's
one's gone.
True. Yeah,
so
you're right. I would just say 52.
Yeah, we can.
I'll do the math. We'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, please.
I'm not as fast as Donnie.
No, I know. Donnie would know because it was our anniversary is June 10th of our, you know, launch of our program, as they say.
Mm-hmm. My dad, that was what he would always say to me.
The program.
How was your program, honey? Have a good program, honey.
Yeah. What did you talk about on your program today? I didn't get a chance to listen.
What's your program? I know.
Okay, I want to thank Alan of Wadena, Minnesota. He had the top letter to the editor today in the profile, you know, the high spot, and with a photo of a little kid in his eclipse glasses. Incredible. No, not the eclipse, but rather the lost opportunity to inform billions of people about the beautiful sounding word that describes the configuration of the sun, the moon, and earth lying in a straight line. We call it, you know, solar eclipse, but the other beautiful word for it is, and this would be a hell of a Scrabble word, it's pronounced Syzygy.
Spell it.
Syzygy. And Alan is in all the coverage. Not once did I see or hear this euphonious appellation. I mean, that guy has got a good vocabulary.
No kidding.
And Syzygy, maybe there's just some elementary junior high kids who know this word, but it's spelled S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. So it would be a great Scrabble word. I had to go to Webster pronunciation on my phone to learn how to pronounce Syzygy. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
That's
if you want to impress somebody. Because we learned totality of darkness and umbra.
Yes.
But thank you, Alan, for this euphonious appellation.
Wow.
Syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
If you can remember that for Scrabble, you're going to win. You're getting all the points if you get a Z.
Scrabble's in the news today, Lori.
Is it?
Scrabble's in the news today because they are coming out with kind of a different version of Scrabble.
What's that mean?
That doesn't keep score. Oh. Does your family get too worked up over the game of Scrabble?
Oh, that's the whole point of playing a game.
Yeah, it's the whole point.
I know. It brings players together instead of tearing them apart. Instead of competing for the highest score, the new Scrabble Together, this is like everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah, no.
As players team up and work together to complete goal cards of various challenge levels. Okay. A spokesman said the new mode will appeal to those who feel intimidated by word games, then play a card game.
Thank you. It's a way to get your kids to spell and do things. Yeah, I'm okay
Scrabble,
with this.
I would never raise my hand and say, "Oh, I want to spell words." I would never just elect that. I would elect a card game. I would elect a sports game. Mm-hmm. Scrabble doesn't come to mind. But that's out there. That's a fun word, Lori. Well, I was gonna last night. I was driving home from tennis, and Lorraine, who I played tennis against, has never heard of our program.
What?
And she doesn't listen to the radio or watch TV.
Oh, geez.
And this is for her.
Wait, did she say she was going to listen today at 3 o'clock?
I didn't even know. She was very pronounced. Because you can't hear in the bubble, and we were by the machine that keeps the air in the bubble last night. Our court was. And you really can't hear. And she's screaming, and I'm thinking, why are you yelling at me? What is going on over there? But they beat us, Lorraine, and Catherine, you know who you are. But anyway, I'm driving home last night, and all of a sudden I see these men in yellow reflective suits.
Picking up trash. Oh, my gosh.
But Lori, at night, in the flashlight. I mean, they had a light.
Well, that seems dangerous.
It does seem dangerous, but it was over by, maybe some car accident happened, but it was right by Woodbury. And I'm like, wow. Wow. That's heavy. Another thing, I want to give a shout out.
Wow.
This was one of, I think, one of our favorite Cirque du Soleil shows, Beatles Love.
Oh, Love. That was a great show.
And it's been at the Mirage for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And if you still have time till July 7th.
Is it closing?
The resort is rebranding themselves as a Hard Rock. Remember that huge guitar is going up? And it's going to be done. More than 11,500,000 people have seen this show. That was one of my favorites.
It's all set. It's Cirque du Soleil set to Beatles music. And it's just fantastical and extraordinary show.
I think
show.
I've seen it 3 times. Yeah. I think that is... That
I waited a very long time to go to that show.
You did.
I did.
We saw it early and loved it.
Yeah, how can the buzz be worth it? And the buzz was worth
really?
It.
Really? I've always been skeptical of it. Never
oh, no.
And I've seen Cirque du Soleil. I've just not seen that particular
Love,
show.
Because it's... Oh, it's...
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's just... Cool. Yeah, it's really... It's a very clever show, and how the Beatles music that they picked and the way they dance and perform to it, it's really quite spectacular.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So you have till July 7th.
Okay.
And the Mirage is going to be gone, Lori. Oh, that was one of our favorite stomping places.
Yes.
And that's absolutely. Where the shampoo bottle caps were.
No, Treasure Island.
Oh, Treasure
we were
Island.
Saying right. Treasure Island.
Right next
door. Sister Hotel.
I know. Lori remembers more. I, of course, wasn't on the infamous first date.
Oh, on the first trip. Yeah,
I
know.
I only went on the time out there when I thought you were nuts, and I thought, I'm going to try these things.
We couldn't pry them out of your hot little hands.
I
you were collecting all the shampoo bottles.
I was in awe. I was in awe. All right.
By the way, it's Mercury's in retrograde.
Yep.
It's happening. Actually, the way you say it, Mercury retrograde, is
Thank
how you,
you
say it, but we always say Mercury in retrograde. April 1st to the 25th. So just, again, remember... it's a time of misunderstandings, travel delays. My friend yesterday left for somewhere and she was delayed for 6 hours yesterday. And I just sent her a note and I said, well, Mercury's in retrograde. This is to be expected. Stay calm. Carry on.
It is.
Reflect. Slow down. But the three signs that are going to struggle the most with this Mercury.
Yep.
Geminis.
Yep. Prepared for career hurdles and potential health risks.
They pretty much fall apart during Mercury retrograde.
Leos.
And Virgos.
Leos are worried about financial losses. May not be significant, but you may face disputes within the family. Maintain a diplomatic approach.
Yeah, no, here's for you. When Mercury goes retrograde, it disrupts Virgos' well-laid plans, causing an unusual amount of disorder and chaos. Mm-hmm. Like they'll sleep past their alarm. They'll run late for the rest of the day. They struggle with disruption more than most.
When does this end?
April 25th.
We got some time.
Come up with a plan B for everything while Mercury's in retrograde. That's kind of a good.
If you have time,
try and make time. Yeah. Pisces also, they can tell when Mercury's in retrograde. A Pisces needs to lean into their rituals and their habits, like if they journal and meditate and things like that.
It's a good time.
Yeah, but those are, you know.
And tomorrow it's Bids for Kids here.
Oh yeah,
all day, and we'll talk about some of the packages that we have available the minute we open our computers and see them. And that might take a couple minutes. But also today, we've got tickets to go see a movie, the screening of Challengers, the Zendaya. Tennis movie. And we're Meshbox 20, the line for their show that was just announced at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand Friday, August 30th, 7 p.m. Those tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. We're going to take a quick break.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step one is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce. divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Anne and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free one-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right. So, people, you can go to the MyTalk1071.com show page, and it's our 15th year raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. And it's Bids for Kids. So there's priceless packages that have been put together and experiences that you can have with different hosts from My Talk, as well as some other things that you can just buy on your own. But some of the highlights, I think, Lorreen, would be...
Are we in there?
We are.
Oh, good.
There's two things for us, and Jason's in there. He's going to host the Twin Suites like you did last year, Jason. And I think we got tickets for our family.
Grant, actually.
Yeah, not Grant. Jason. I'm Grant. What am I doing? I'm looking at Jason and Alexis.
Yeah, I will be doing that. Yes. That was fun hanging out with your family last year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But the go look there. You can play weekly trivia face-off against Jason and Alexis, which we're doing this Friday morning.
You guys are going to be on this Friday?
And what's our category, Larry?
Divas, musical divas.
Perfect.
Okay.
That you guys will be good.
Chef Green is donating his time. You can cook with him with Holly and Alexis or with Donna and Steve, different dates. Rocco is hosting a suite at the X to Weezer.
Heck yeah, that's a show to go to with Rocco for sure. Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Wild Suite with Mike, the big Zamboni.
You're missing us, Miss Jackson.
I'm not there yet, Lori. Oh,
Save the best for last.
This whole list.
I'm not reading them all. Good. I'm giving highlights. Okay, just relax for a second. Chicago Earth, Wind & Fire Suite with Bradley and Dawn. Bradley's going to deliver a loaf of sourdough to you.
Oh, homemade?
Wow, that's so nice.
And courtesy Bradley. Wow.
Yeah, you're going to make
it himself. That's an auction item. You can play a game. We are hosting the director's suite at Chan Hessen Dinner Theaters on Wednesday, May 14th to see. Isn't that a Tuesday?
Wednesday?
I don't know. I have. Let's just look.
Yeah, live it's a
Tuesday. Yes, it's a Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing it on Tuesday.
Well, they have that written down there.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Okay, that's just another one. It's a Tuesday. Very good call, Julia.
Thank you. And you're like, why are we doing this? We are going through. So it's Tuesday, May 14th. To see beautiful The Carolling Musical, where we have dinner together, and then we watch that fantastic show. And then we've got some dates where you can listen in the studio. Grant's seen the twins April 25th. And then we are hosting the Janet Jackson Suite on June 18th at the XL Center. And she is also, who's the warm-up band? Who's Nelly?
Nelly.
You and guys, that's going to be.
It's going to be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then
we've got three different studio sit-in dates. And, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff here. You can craft and do mocktails with Alexis, and that sells out all the time at Southern Lights.
Oh, Brooke and Jess are very clever with this.
Aren't they?
Putting all these things together.
They really do. So that starts tomorrow right away in the morning with Jason and Alexis. And so take a look ahead of time, because there's hours that these are offered. It's each thing has an hour, specific hour. And when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
So take a look at that. And in the meantime, Conan O'Brien sat down last night with...
Oh. He gave us good couch. He was on with Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight mm-hmm. Show. And, of course, Fallon returning to the show he used to host. He hasn't been back to 30 Rock since 2010. And his studio is where Kelly Clarkson tapes.
Yes.
His studio is not where Fallon is. He did the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien for 16 years in Kelly's.
Okay.
Studio. So
I didn't
not
know
where
that.
Jimmy Fallon is.
Yeah, duh. Okay.
But he just reflected on, you know, his old stomping grounds and, you know, working and living in New York City. So he had a couple of great stories. We'll start with the small one. We'll start out with the time that Samuel Jackson was on his show and they went down to the Rockefeller skating rink.
Oh, okay.
We had a show that we were getting ready to do. And about 45 minutes before the show, or maybe longer than that, but not long before the show, there was a fire somewhere in the building and they said, we're clearing it all out. We decided to do the show anyway. So we went down to the skating rink. The guest was Samuel L. Jackson. Andy Richter, my sidekick, and I ran into a Sharper Image and bought one of those massage chairs, put it out next to the rink. And Samuel L. Jackson is like sitting there. The coolest guy in the world, but no one can make one of those chairs cool. And he's sitting there, and those are the things, I don't know about you, but when I, in my life now, ride around Manhattan, all I remember is, I remember being, you know, dressed in a loincloth on that corner.
Yeah.
And dunking myself in chicken broth, like just stupid, idiotic things. You get flash memories. Yeah. And any other doctor would say, oh, you know, you're mentally ill, you're going insane. Yeah. No, these are things I really did and that you've done.
And he came out and he's so tall, you know, and we see that because he makes an appearance in Curb Your Enthusiasm, this dog.
He's 6'4".
But he showed Jimmy Fallon how he used to come out from behind the desk but crouched so that he wouldn't be towering over everybody
because
the height difference is just so so enormous. And his hair is high.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's got 2 or 3 inches of that ginger top.
High ginger hair. And then here he's talking about, he's at this event in Vegas. It's something for Tiger Woods. Or I don't know if Tiger Woods is having the benefit, trying to raise money for charity, but this is, then we'll let Conan tell the rest of the story.
He was almost like a Batman villain who was perfect looking, but also playing little mind games on you in a
talking
fun way.
Prince.
And so I did this benefit once. Tiger Woods asked me to MC a benefit. And so I'm out in Las Vegas and I'm hosting this benefit and they got everybody to be on this thing. And the closer is going to be Stevie Wonder. And so I say, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Wonder. And there had been a rumor that Prince was going to join Stevie Wonder on stage for the last song. And I was like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So I go back, I say, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Wonder. He comes out, he starts to play. I go backstage and I'm standing there. And then you just feel a presence. I just felt a presence. And I look over, it's Prince. And he's the most perfect looking, person in the world. Like, just beautiful skin, wearing like a turquoise bodysuit. Just perfect. And he's just standing there. And he looks like he's made out of porcelain. Just gorgeous. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's like a statue of Prince. And he's gorgeous, beautiful. And I just look over at him just as he looks at me and he goes, hi. And I go, hi, hello. And I don't know what to call him because his name was changing. And I'm like, oh, Fred.
no, definitely wasn't there.
Wasn't Fred. I really screwed up. No, but I said, this is exciting. Are you going to play with Stevie Wonder? He went, no. And I said, oh, you're not going to play with Stevie Wonder? And he went, no, they try to get me too, but I don't feel it tonight. And I said, oh. And I said, because that's what they're saying. And he went, no, it was a rumor. It's just a rumor. Wow. Just a rumor, not going to play with Stevie Wonder. And I went, oh, okay. So then I listened, and out on the audience, Stevie Wonder starts to play the opening to Superstition, you know, on the piano. He starts to play it. And just then I see some motion, and on the corner of my eye, a guy has put a guitar over Prince. And he starts playing the guitar lick because he's radioed in. And he looks at me and he says, bye. And walks out.
Why?
Yeah, and then I'll teach it to you guys. Jesus.
Why?
But anyway, and I was like, why? And then I realized there's a beauty to it. It's a surprise. So it's a surprise for the, whatever, 30,000 people in the crowd, but also for Conan too.
See, he didn't let anyone down.
Or I just was like, that is so weird, yeah. But I also loved it.
Wow. I hope Questlove is paying attention, because last night on Twitter, people were going crazy for this story. And they're like, Questlove needs to do a documentary on, like, Prince, the hilarious unknown, because there are so many people that have these kind of funny stories about their encounters with him.
That would be a great documentary.
That would be great. Lori, you're so right about that.
Yeah, just different people, because, you know, he lived in L.A. for a long time. He had his, like, five-year period of time when he lived in L.A. And, even the story we learned in The Greatest Night in Pop.
Yeah.
How they wanted him to go there, and he just didn't feel like it.
Charlie Murphy and Dave Chappelle brought us a lot of great Prince stories with their sketch comedy from the old days, and they acted him out, which would be cool to see some more of that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good couch, Conan.
Yeah, great couch.
Conan Must Go drops on HBO and Max, I think, the first Sunday in May.
That's his travel show.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, guys, it's Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And so my little sister has a tile and flooring shop in Bozeman, Montana. And I was talking to her today and saying, you know, some things that I want to remodel. Kind of, she's like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do with the flooring? We have to talk about the flooring, because you can't believe what a difference it makes to have amazing flooring. She went on and on about it. And she's like, it is just the starting point for your home. It settles everything. Everything works from the floor up. I mean, she just went on and on. And we know it's true. Yeah, flooring can change the look and feel of your home. And the luxury wide plank vinyl is 100% waterproof.
I mean, that's amazing.
Scratch-proof,
and also
death-proof.
Not making the dents. Like, right. I remember when people would say, oh, you can't walk on these foot floors with any kind of heel, leave marks.
They are great. Hammernix has three great Twin Cities locations in Hudson on Bassett Road and 169 and St. Paul and Wright Street. Tell them the girl sent you. Hammernix.com. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out on this. People, I hope you're out on a walk listening to us. Streaming us at your office, but the sun is out today. We are always delighted to see who? Zendaya. Mm-hmm. And Lori is dying for this new movie, Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
The Challengers.
Yes.
And Challenger, different thing.
Well, we've got some tickets.
It's just called Challengers.
Yeah, we've got some tickets to give away, but we got to have Grant press the button before you call. Because she covers British Vogue and UK, or the British Vogue and the US Vogue, and it's out like next week. Mm-hmm. But the interview is out, and she's also the Met Gala, one of the co-chairs. And they had the premiere of the Challengers in the UK last night, and she is wearing the most incredible tennis mesh dress with a very, very Parisian white bow with the long things in the back. It's an incredible dress. The dresses she's been wearing on this tour, it's mesh pleating.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I love them. I love them.
I'm going to look at it. I haven't seen it yet to see if this is something you could actually play tennis in.
No, you couldn't. No, it's never. A long, beautiful dress with rackets embroidered on it. It is the most incredible dress. And the just started the red carpet, which is why we just got this. But, Grant, if you want to... we'll give the call when you should call for the tickets. But here's just a little bit of Zendaya. And it's not her voice, but more the reporter. But it's a little analysis of everything she talks about in this Vogue interview.
This morning, 27-year-old Zendaya is at the front of not one but two Vogue covers as she embarks on co-chairing this year's Met Gala, joining J-Lo, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth.
Carlene Jacobs photographed the British Vogue cover and Annie Leibovitz photographed the American Vogue cover. And it's really fun to see how different the two pictures are.
Opening up to Vogue about her career and becoming what she calls the breadwinner of her family very early on, saying as a kid there was a lot of role reversal happening and just kind of becoming grown, really. Adding she was expected to be this perfect being and be everything that everyone needs me to be. And live up to all of these expectations. A sentiment she shared with Serena Williams during a Zoom with Vogue. Williams asking Zendaya, what was the other option for you? What were your goals growing up? Zendaya replying, it's something that I'm figuring out now. I don't know how much of a choice I had. I'm almost going through my angsty teenager phase now because I didn't really have the time to do it before. Sharing the limelight by her side is Spider-Man co-star and boyfriend Tom Holland, whose career she witnessed take off. I definitely watched his life kind of change in front of him, but he handled it really beautifully. And when it comes to balancing fame and having a family, Zendaya says, because I don't necessarily want my kids to have to deal with this, am I going to be a public-facing person forever? Telling Vogue her dream scenario would be to make things and pop out when I need to pop out, and then have a safe and protected life with my family.
Family is a very important part of her identity, it seems, and that's definitely something she wants to prioritize going forward.
And she was so candid in that interview. Up next for her boyfriend, Tom Holland. He is starring in Romeo and Juliet in London's West End. And Zendaya says she will be there to support him every step of the way. Her British and American Vogue May 2024 issues will be available on newsstands nationwide April 23rd.
My girls are fast.
So, and you know, Zendaya...
Give us a call right now, the seventh caller for the Challenger tickets. We'll just get that out of the way.
Okay, 651-641-1071.
For the movie premiere.
Yes. Next Wednesday. So Zendaya, when she was like, you know, little, I'm talking 5, 6, 7, she was a child model and she was in ads for Macy's, Old Navy, and Mervyn's.
Yeah,
Mervyn's, the West
California.
Coast.
Mervyn's, California. Yeah.
I remember that. We had one at Eden Prairie Mall. I
yes, we did. And she's out there.
She was a child model for all the, you know, children's clothing ads. And then she made her television debut as Rocky Blue on the Disney show Shake It Up.
At age 14.
Yeah, but then she was in like a dance thing when she was 11. She was always like this kid who was modeling, acting, dancing. And, you know, she's won 2 Emmys for Euphoria.
I know.
And her first movie was The Greatest Showman.
And she, yes.
I believe that was her big screen debut in 2017. Yeah. And then she was in Spider-Man No Way Home in 2021. But
they didn't even know who she was when they cast her. Because there's
a story. The Greatest Showman?
No, Spider-Man producers.
Wow.
Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal admit they didn't know who she was. To be honest with you, she was wearing no makeup. She was just dressed like a regular girl. And we were like, oh, my God, she's amazing. She has to be in the movie. We found out she was this totally famous person on Disney.
Yes.
And we felt really stupid, but we didn't know about it at all.
She in the Vogue story, she talks about when she got invited to the Teen Vogue Awards. And it's apparently a meme that a lot of younger people use. And she's got this huge, like, high bowler hat on, this black high bowler hat and this short, this kind of little jacket. And she's kind of making a face. And in her 73 questions, she's like, I know this one gets memed a lot, but I still stand by that outfit because it was very fashion forward, which is what she's always been. I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's built like a model.
She's built
tall,
like a perfect,
and thin, and flat chested, relatively speaking.
And she's an only child, and both of her parents were teachers, and she grew up in Oakland, California, and then they moved to LA. Her dad is her manager. And when she talks about, you know, I didn't have choices because I was suddenly the bread maker for the family and these child actors who really, and then
and when the family picks up and moves,
you have to keep working. And so that's why she's like, you know, I should have been getting out this teenage angst in my teenage years. I'm 27, but I really want to do it now, you know. And and then she goes on to talk about she has her own different way when she models. She has her own Sasha Fierce. She has her own alter ego to get into, to set the stage and everything, to get the
premieres,
look. And for the premieres, but also for the photo shoots. Because she just said it's something.
You can see it.
But I was, of course, curious with how did she learn how to play tennis for Challengers, the movie that's coming out.
Because I'm telling you, she looks like she's playing hardcore tennis with some of the shots that I saw in the trailer.
Well, let me tell you what happened. She says, I'm no athlete, and she only works out when she has to. But she knew about Venus and Serena and Roger Federer in the tennis world. And she got input from Brad Gilbert, who is Coco Gauff's coach. And one of the co-stars in the movie, which she had located, she was from one of the full producers on this movie. She did the location scouting. She was got yes or no on the actors that were going to be in it with her. But she said, okay, get me out there, start some training. And then she thought maybe she got the basics. And then she went back the next day and she stunk and she uses a lot of colorful language. Mm-hmm. But then she said, I was feeling like I'm way behind. I can't do this. I can't do this. So she started treating it like dance. Like, okay, copying mannerisms. Mm. And she said, copying footwork, whatever. She has a double.
Doing the long reach.
Doing the things.
The leg stretch.
She shadowed. She just said everything became shadowing for her. By the end of the day, it was fake. You know, I just figured out how to fake it and how to do it.
And I mean, that's exactly what you got to do for any of these athletic things. Because it's not like people become football players or... I am curious about, like, Margot Robbie when she did the ice skater.
Yeah. Oh, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, because she did, there was some, maybe it was more body doubles. I don't know, but I feel like that was one of the things she really worked hard, like, almost a year on the skating.
Yeah. I believe she worked 2 months on this.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah. And she just.
I'm with you. I like how you
shadow.
Go.
And she really is in love with Tom Holland. And, you know, Tom Holland.
Crazy about each other.
Yeah, lives with all these guys still in London. He does not like when she says we saw him turn overnight into the star.
Yeah,
he hates the press, the publicity, and keeps low key.
Yeah. So, well, but you don't really see them out and about much.
Except for at the tennis match.
And they go to some games out in Oakland there for the team that's in town, their Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about these athletes and movies, the only movie that I can think of where it was the opposite was Miracle with Kurt Russell. They taught hockey players how to act, except for the goalie, because he was on Friends. But that was harder to do. It was easier to teach hockey players how to act than it was teach actors how to play hockey. Yeah, so for Miracle, the majority of the hockey players, other than like the goalie,
are all
hockey players that learned how to act.
That's good, Grant. I like knowing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's a weird side rant.
But skating is tough.
Yeah.
Skating is a hard one to pick up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I like her shadowing aspect, like dance. Just think of it like a dance move.
And this dress that she's wearing at this UK premiere, it's a Tom Brown gown. Ooh, and it's in mesh and it's white with this pointed collar and very much a tennis silhouette, except it's long, but it's embroidered tennis rackets all over the sequin mesh. It's really stunning.
Okay, I'm gonna add this to our show page.
It's the cool part in the panels on the long part of the skirt, the mesh in between, because it's panels of satin.
Yeah.
And then the panels look like a tennis net.
It's amazing.
It's cool.
And then she's wearing what I told you about last September that all the French girls were wearing. The bows with the trailing thing. It is the... I gave two young women bows for Christmas this year, and they are like, I've been ahead of all my friends with the bows. They were both so happy. One was 24 and one was 32. They were so happy with their bow intel. Yeah, the tennis ball shoes are from earlier I think that was in Paris.
Yeah.
This UK thing, you know, she's got a date with Tom.
What
Holland
do we
afterwards.
Have we heard any of the reviews on this? Because it comes out next Wednesday, right? But we're sending people to the premiere, so I guess we still don't know.
I mean, the filmmaker is that Luca Gugadino, or the guy who did Call Me By Your Name. I was intrigued. So was my girlfriend when we saw the trailer in the movie theater. We're like, oh, okay, because it was... You know, it was a 3-minute trailer. I didn't feel like I'd seen that one, Grant.
Yeah, no,
It showed more of the story of her, because she's this tennis sensation. So she kind of gets humbled and humiliated and has to leave because of a career-ending injury.
Oh, some of the headlines here, you know, steamy, adrenaline rush, and amazing films. Zendaya can't do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Early reviews from Challengers. Another one here says Challengers is an unbelievably well-crafted drama. Some of the people that have seen it have a couple articles out there saying it's very good.
Yeah,
very good. All right, we have to take a quick break. And who won our tickets, Grant?
Our ticket winner was, I believe it was Lisa. Lisa from Prior Lake. So congratulations,
congrats, Lisa. And later on the show, of course, we're giving away a pair of Matchbox 20 tickets to see them at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand on Friday, August 30th. We're going to come back with... a little update on someone who really knew what she was talking about way back when.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. And that's Sweet, S-U-I-T-E. And one of the things when we went to the community that's in White Bear Lake, and they're all over the metro area from Lakeville, Savage, Egan, I mean, 18 metro locations. But we were so impressed with that it was small, that there's only 32 total suites per community. Mm-hmm. So, and they offer assisted memory care and hospice care, but it was just, we felt like we're like, this is different. It felt different than many other places I've seen. It really does.
And the ratio, like you said, of staff to people living in the communities is very high. It's a family business. Mm-hmm. And they just want to make sure that people have places in their neighborhoods that they feel safe and comfortable to send their loved ones. And you can visit them. They have assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule your tour today. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. And as we mentioned, tomorrow all day we're going to be auctioning off really cool experiences for you to raise money for Ronald McDonald House. And we've been doing this. This will be our 15th year. And there's really, really fun, different things that you can find on the MyTalk 107.1 website. Just click on the Bids for Kids. And if you want to look at them ahead of time so you can get an idea if you really want to do one of the experiences, because their space is limited in them. And there's a lot of different things all over the board. We're going to be hosting a suite for Janet Jackson at the Excel Center. And we are also going to be hosting the director's suite at the Chanison Dinner Theater for people to have dinner with us and see beautiful the Carole King musical.
And if you haven't seen either show, I mean, you're getting really a good deal on both these things because we'll be there with you, which is now priceless.
Oh, for God's sakes. I hear Jason gave you some crap about how priceless you were this morning on his show.
Yeah, he did.
Grant, did you hear it?
No, I did not.
Listen, you know, we do help him often with 10 minutes here and there. And as we know from having a three-hour show,
it helps.
It helps.
Ten minutes help.
Sometimes. So, because I'm sure that he's just now catching up back to normal because he had a birthday weekend in Orlando.
I know he did.
So you know that's always fun. Yes. Well, one of the things, and I think I saw this story a couple days ago, but one of the things that I have really missed since the Wendy Williams show went off the air is always I loved her Hot Topics. And sometimes I didn't always like know where she was coming from or what her point was. Like I remember one time she said she would have to watch a Beyonce documentary with subtitles on. And I got good and mad at her for a couple of days.
Sure.
Because I was like, what are you trying to, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't like. But one of the things we always see with anything that's going on, one of the number one memes that I see is a meme, and there's a number of them, of Wendy from her show.
Right.
Putting her tea aside and laughing about something she's just said or is going to say because she's going to spill some tea.
Yeah.
I mean, people still use that because she did give some filthy reads.
And she was a DJ in New York City for a very long time and knew a lot of people in the music industry and everybody in New York.
That's how she knew. And the streets are talking, and Wendy would talk about things on her radio show that were not talked about. So one of the people that she's talked consistently about, and we said, where is Wendy Williams when we need her, was when, you know, I think we first said it when Cassie sued Diddy for all kinds of heinous things, and he settled 24 hours later with $30 million.
Yes, for $30 million.
And we're like, where's Wendy Williams? Because she has talked about Puffy.
Yep.
For
P. Diddy,
she calls them Puffy.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah. She one time on her show said about Puffy, this was like in 2015, she said, I guess he went by Puffy because he was called that growing up, and it was a friend's nickname because he had such a bad temper. He would puff up in anger. And she said on her show, like maybe 24, I don't like when people change their names in the middle of our relationships. Like, don't tell me to call you Diddy. I know you as Puffy. That's it. That was one of the last things. But people are like, where is Wendy? Because she has called him out. It goes all the way back to when she was on her Hot 97 radio show. Mm-hmm. And when Sean Diddy, and she talked about it, Later, he sent one of his girl groups, a group I never even heard of called Total, to be in the lobby of the radio show to beat her up when she got off the shift.
Because she said something about him.
Yeah, she said something about him. And it was her, you know, husband, Kevin Hunter, who broke things up. But apparently, she was just, I guess he was her boyfriend at the time. And they were going to beat her up. And they were waiting for her in the lobby. And so she's talked about that.
Yeah, she thought she had a theory that he was gay.
Well, this is the set. This is what got her fired from her radio show.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so she expressed that theory out loud on her radio show because Wendy got her hands on a photo of Puffy on vacation in Cancun, and a man is pulling Puffy's pants down. And this led her to muse about, well, now why would a man do that unless he's going to engage in something? He was so furious about it that he got her fired. And his former bodyguard, Gene Deal, revealed that Puffy did, in fact, pull strings to prevent Williams from addressing the photo on air. And he alluded to Puffy's power over radio stations. He told Hot 97, if they didn't get rid of her before he got back to New York City, they were not going to get any music from any of his friends, any of the record labels. So we're talking, you know, all his buddies, all the records. And everyone was going to boycott their station. And he confirmed Puffy was in L.A. for 3 days. And before they landed in New York City, Wendy had been fired from her Hot 97 show.
Mm-hmm.
And she also hinted at the conspiracy firing during a 2013 Vlad TV interview. And I remember watching this.
Okay.
Where she talked about that the big secret in the hip hop industry was how there was a lot of homosexuality around, but everyone was keeping it on the down low. And it was, she's like, I don't know why they can't just be free to be who they are. So, and then on her show in 2018, she talked about Puffy dating Cassie, and he was 17 years older. And she was like, Cassie, you're wasting your time on him. He's going to lie to you all the time. He can get a plane. You know, she just like really read Cassie, get out, girl.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, just last year, you know, Cassie filed the lawsuit, and it turned out it was a horrific experience. And then, you know, after Cassie, then it was just a trickle of women. But she called him out in 2015.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she just was never afraid to say. She also said she didn't hold any ill will towards him, which I always thought was kind of amazing.
That is kind of amazing.
So, where's Wendy Williams? I don't know. I keep using that meme, though.
I know. And liking it. I love it. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.